Blog Talk Radio.
Clubbeats.com.
Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, then the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
We've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
so,
there was
so what's wrong with the population? I mean,
there were too many people. That's what. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
In 1913, the money power of the country was taken away from the people by constitutional privilege that belongs with the Congress, but it was given up in the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express.
Good evening, all my beautiful human beings from all around the world. It's another episode of Against the Grain, ATG Club Havoc Enterprises. Welcome to the new age. It is 7/12/2019. I am your host, Rush Perez of the Real World Order and administrator of Anonymous North Texas, ANTRN, formerly known as, now known as Against Normal Trends. This is going to be a short show. It's really highlighting artists, a lot of the new artists that are coming out of a lot of different sectors and stuff like that. Basically, the people who are going to be taking over the RWO. Because like I said in the description, let's face it, Rush is getting old. You know, 26 years in this bad boy, it's time for me to go home and ride off in the sunset. Don't you all agree? So I got some hungry, great artists. And I actually want to introduce you to one of them right now, as a matter of fact. We've been on my Facebook. There was a Facebook invite to a lot of you about him. His name is C. Smalls, S-A-B General. I'm telling you, this man has definitely got some skills. We walked around to quite a few different places. He got to trap with me today. That video is actually on his page. And I want you guys to check it out. I'm going to leave some of that in the description. But it's C. Smalls with a Z at the end, S-A-B General. And you can find it right there. You'll see the video of us going around and seeing what's going on. But this is Welcome to the New Wave. So without further ado, I'm going to let my man introduce himself to you guys because he's right here with us live. So here you go, C. Smalls.
What's happening, y'all, man? Y'all know what it is, man. Your boy back, live in effect, man. It's a whole bunch of shit, man. Motherfucker gonna get into, man. I hope y'all on this journey with me, man. A lot of great music coming. A lot of mixtape shit coming. POF 1, 2, and 3. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm back. Got out the can. Back better than ever, man. Ready to get all these motherfucking hits, man. So, y'all, hope y'all rocking with me, man.
All right, and like I said, y'all, that's definitely C. Smalls. That's C-E-E-S-M-A-L-L-Z-S-A-B, capitalized general, all right? And if anything, you'll definitely get a post after the show about him. We also got Sada 414 up here and also my nephew D-Man, and they will be joining us very soon here. But real quick, I just want to do a quick little little Q&A, you know what I'm saying? He right here with us live. He our very first live interview. And he's also, this is also his first interview. We're also going to be doing a video interview in the next couple of days, too, so look out for that. But C. Smalls, what brings you to music, man? What really drives you to do music? Tell the fans a little more about your background and where you came from.
Well, man, music, man, been around me, man, before I can remember, you know what I'm talking about? So it really, you know what I'm saying, when I was a young nigga, man, I wanted to sing, you know what I'm saying? But shit, motherfuckers grew up, you know what I'm saying? Life circumstances had a nigga turned to the street, so I kind of altered. You know, I still be getting down to singing to two and some of my music, but for the most part, niggas got a thug, so the singing shit kind of veered off from that. But you know what I'm saying? I grew up in Memphis. I'm from Racine, Ray Silla, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Ray Silla, Southside, you know what I'm saying? But when I was like 11, I moved to Memphis, you know what I'm saying? That's why I jumped out the porch here, you know what I'm talking about?
All right, well, you know, just to let y'all know, too, he can't post like me. So, you know, and Memphis is really, really, it's hot down there, you know what I'm saying? Real, a lot of real men and women down there, you know what I'm saying? It's down in the trenches in the South down there. Can you tell me what is something that you want to tell your fans that not a lot of people know? You know, it's your first interview, so is there anything you want to let your fans know off bat, straight off the bat, what to expect of you, what type of artist you are, or anything of that effect?
Man, shit, my fans really know me personally, you know what I'm saying? So, but it ain't no surprise. They know who I am. I meet most of my fans, but for the fans that don't know me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like y'all, but whoever, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like y'all. I got kids, I got family, I got, you know what I'm saying, responsibilities, you know what I'm saying? But I'm young, I'm hungry, you know what I'm saying? And I'm ready to get in this music industry collab, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no problems with no niggas, you know what I'm saying? I ain't on none of that. I just want some money, man. That's it. And I want to enjoy myself. I love this music, so I'm going to give y'all my blood, sweat, and tears. All
right. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. So hopefully all of that went through pretty well for everybody. That's the first time I did speaker and live video. I mean, not live video, but live interview. But without further ado, I'm telling you, this man is hot. And y'all know I don't dick ride nobody, but I told y'all, there is a freshman class, a new wave, a new age that is coming. And I'm telling you, this man is hot. So without further ado, I just want to showcase the skills and let the product of the man speak for himself. So without further ado, this is C. Smalls, S.A.B. Actually, you know what? This is his first interview. Why don't you introduce this song?
Zach! Y'all know what it is, man. C motherfucking Smalls, man. S.A.B. Smalls, man. Money making Smalls, a.k.a. Snatcher Big Smalls. Y'all know what it is, man. This some new shit, man. I dropped, man, just for the hell of it, man. Rock Nation, fuck with me. What up, Jigga? What more can I say, man? Live. Should I NBA on board? S.A.B. Smalls.
S.A.B. name.
Southside criminal, dirty as a motherfucker, pussy get a period. They can't take that blood from you, treat you like a kid again. Nigga, take your grub from you, dump you in Lake Michigan. They won't find enough from you. From my block to your block, nigga, we be on that same shit. Catch a nigga, strip a nigga, never have the game switch. Down the street, I buy like cop, I call this nigga name Flip. He ain't walk away, he fucking leave what he came with. These hoes are for anyone, no, you can't be my main bitch.
Nah.
I just wanna fucking watch you suck to my veins,
bitch.
Back to these dope swag, we be on that gang shit. Actually, two-pad, we got max pain shit. Gang unit on their ass, but seeking them can't tame shit. Can't wait to see the day somebody make them bitches brain shit. Beat me up and drug me in, begging for some names. If I corroborate, I be back home for the rain. Told them fuck themselves, now I'm in prison on this same shit. At least I got my pride still. You niggas with main streets, 1908 High Street. Been right there since Pac died. Disrespect my block, bitch. You gon' get your mouth wide. At the least that probably happened, never had your house fired. Wake a motherfucker shrunk, smelling like a mouse died. Told my P.O. fucking bitch, I'm thugging with my cow high. Never let them lay me face down with my mouth wide. Lot of niggas used to get down, but they picked a different route. Started giving names in the stands and knocking they stands down. Feel a nigga giving the dirty a bad name. But from my block to your block to they block, it's the same thing.
Okay.
How the fuck you jealous? We moving the same cage. Why the fuck you telling we doing the same thing? My nigga partner shot at me, sold him that same bang. All because that nigga thought that they fucking the same thing. Niggas talking about they trying battle rap small.
What?
Do you niggas think I'm
trying to battle rap, y'all. Nigga, I ain't never spit a battle rap ball. I'm too busy dropping hits, I'm trying to snatch a black car. Must be something in the water, got these niggas acting hard. Seem like I've been popping niggas quick as I've been backing broad. From my block to your block, I'm probably backing up raw. Eyes low, hold up, foot like I'm catching for Brett Favre. Diamonds in my damn chain, dancing like Zumba. Try to snatch, get that ass weak like Kunta. Bitch, I got bond money, therefore I'm the shooter. Small little dadget word around like Luther. Fuck you, nigga. SAB shit, nigga.
Hey, free my nigga. Free my nigga Lil Roddy, man. Free my nigga Roddy, man. Squad. Get one from them niggas going bluff and bluff. Yeah, no. Honey shot, let it blow. Fucking with us, nigga. We gon' go for gold.
Yo, I'm telling you, tell me that wasn't fire.
That shit was flame. And that one, ladies and gentlemen, is called Southside Shit. Hot.
Jigga, what up? Drama Boy, what up? Hey, big homie Jeezy, I know you be listening to my shit, bro. Big homie, holla at me, man. For real. Hey, this man hot. I'm telling you right now. We have to travel around the ADOT State Studios. Definitely go check that out. It's ADOT State. Great independent studio. Excellent engineer, Mr. T. Kelly. Then we went and traveled on the FOH Studios. And we went and chilled and trapped around with the big man himself, the legendary Killer Crossover, KCO. Much love to that man. He, you know, I told him to drop into the show.
Yo, man.
Hey, real life, shout out to the big homie KCO. Y'all already know I gave him the number, so he'll drop in whenever the fuck he feel like it. Y'all already know how that shit is. Also, check out the other young freshman, you know what I'm saying, new wave coming out, SGM, Sada 414, you know what I'm saying. Check his music out at soundcloud.com/SADA. /GANG/HO_411. All right. So that's soundcloud.com/SADA GANG_411. Then we got my man D Man, my nephew. He's coming out as well. But it was definitely important for me to do this interview with my man right here. Also, I want to drop a little bit on you guys and let you guys know that we are definitely dropping and is already in the mix. The tickets are available. Please hit up Billboard Burnham. All right, you already know Southside Trigger, or hit up Roxy. And congratulations to Roxy, too, and Brew Fresh again. You guys are knocking out. Y'all doing great things, and I'm really proud that you're doing great things. And fuck all y'all haters out there. I already see what y'all say. Fuck y'all. Y'all know what it is. But much love, Unity and Southside Shit. No, we got the Welcome to the Southside Volume 2 mixtape release party, August 10th. Be there, August 10th. Do you hear me? I say it again, August 10th, 2019. Be there at the McCarthy Park Pub and Grill, all right, right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All right, give me a little second here, and I'll be able to pop up and get the exact address. All right, here it is, 6828 West Oklahoma Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53219, all right? So, again, or excuse me, 53219. Anyway, it's McCarthy Park Sports Pub and Grill. All right, 6828 West Oklahoma Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53219, Billboard. Burnham is going to be in the building. Tons of our sponsors are going to be in the building. Definitely check that out, man. I'm telling you, y'all going to have a really good time. And for all our sponsors, we really appreciate you guys. Us right now, Street Fame Universal, MKE Division, Loud GPX, 91.3 The Plug, Chocolate Dope Apparel, Easy Rental, Sixth Floor, GP El Magico, all right, Swiss Money Entertainment, The Magazine, Hot Magazine, by the way, Brew Fresh Records. We all in the building. Please join us. And don't forget, it is definitely $5 before the show, $10 at the door. All right, doors open. 10 p.m. They close at 1 a.m. Come by with us. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to be there. C Smalls is going to be there. It's going to be a great time, man. But I want to really get back to C Smalls here because y'all understand this is my man's right here, all right? Me and him have really serious conversations. Me and him deep, and I let him into the inner circle. And let me tell you, this man shined above everything, just like I expected, and even more. And y'all, I'm telling you, we're going to be dropping stuff. We're doing stuff all night tonight. We're doing stuff all day. You know, y'all know that I'm going through a situation, but guess what? We keep it pushing. So without further ado, I want to get back to you, C Smalls. Tell us a little bit more about the Memphis scene and Memphis hip-hop and just that background, you know what I'm saying? Because it's the Midwest up here, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of swag up here in the South, you know what I'm saying, up there. Shout-out to all the trades, you know what I'm saying, slabbing it, you know, getting it down and stuff like that, hanging and swinging, getting on the concrete. Shout-out and much love to Pimp Chad, may he rest in peace, and all the, you know, South veterans that I fucks with, you know what I'm saying? Much love to y'all. But you really got that. Memphis is the home of music, really. You know what I'm saying? The music, the grind and everything else, you know what I'm saying? And I've been there. Shout-out to everybody in Memphis, North, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Hypnotize, everybody out there. Much love to y'all. But, like, as you as an independent artist, I just want you to really get into your audience and let these people know who you are and take as much time as you want, man. The floor is all yours, man. This is your show.
Shit, man. Damn, Memphis, man. You know, Memphis got it's that city, man. I love that city, man. I love Memphis, man. I grew up in Mitchell Heights, man, North Memphis, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is in Mitchell Heights, man. Same as that, we're in Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? I stayed on Calvert, I stayed all through the North, man, but just Memphis is fun, but it's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? It's fun, it's dangerous. It raised me. It got me where I'm on, you know what I'm saying, on point. I'm on point. I'm focused. I know nothing, you know, another way. It basically molded me or who I am and showed me how to live, you know what I'm saying, in a city that's dangerous. We got to be on your guard. But at the same time, all that, it's fun. It's Southern hospitality. It's real niggas, you know what I'm saying? Just like everywhere, but basically, Memphis, man. Memphis is my everything, man. A-Ball MJG, I grew up listening to A-Ball MJG, you know. Gotti, shout out Yo Gotti, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying, a lot of Memphis rappers, 3-6, you know, Juicy J, and, you know what I'm saying, I guess motherfuckers came out of a mixture of it, though, you know what I'm saying, because I was born up here, like I said, you know what I'm saying, until I was like 11, then I shot to him, and I spent the rest of my life out there, but it's just, man, it's a combination of both of my style, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, what would you say are your top three motivations? Because I'm not going to get into, like, specific details. You could choose to do that if you want to, other some of the struggles that you're going through right now, you know what I'm saying, if you like to. Because one thing that I learned about the radio, and I keep it real with all my fans, you know what I'm saying, they know I'm going through eviction. They know that I'm going through all kind of shit. I keep it real with everybody, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't for everybody. You know, but I really think that you got it inside of you to do it. I think you feel a lot better afterwards. But, you know, it's on your step. But however you want to orchestrate it, tell the people how you get it out the mud. You know what I'm saying? How and whatever struggle you want to tell them about. And then I also want you to tell them about where you trying to go. What's your end game?
Well, shit, man, top three motivations. Shit. I don't know, I got so many, but shit, I don't know how to put them in order, but my kids, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, money, my motivation, you know what I'm saying, and shit, myself is my motivation, just dealing with what I'm dealing with, you know what I'm saying, but all the other shit that motivate me, shit, that I gotta stay motivated by, I ain't got no choice, is shit, my mama being locked up, my little brother being locked up, my nigga that they just shot and killed in Racine is dead. My other nigga that somebody killed in Racine is dead. R.P. Hunker, R.P. Bag, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of bullshit that I'm going through motivates me to want to do better and want better for myself, my kids, you know what I'm saying? They kids, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I can go on forever, but a lot of shit motivates me, man, so much that I feel like my head about to explode. But this music, it motivates me too. You know what I'm saying? Music motivates me because when I'm going through some shit, I write something or I write something in my head or I record. You know what I'm saying? Music has always been therapeutic for me. So that's basically my motivation. What I'm trying to get to, shit, as far as I can go, ain't no ceiling on this shit. So shoot past the star.
For sure. For sure. And I want to bring a little, you know, statistics into it. These are just from 2016 crime rates, all right? Actual data. It's from 2016 for Wisconsin. Aggravated assaults, 10,765. Arson is not available for whatever reason. Burglary, 19,425. Larceny and theft, 82,337. Motor vehicle theft, 9,958. Murder and manslaughter, 229. Rape, 1,979. Robbery, 4,706. Crime rate, total incidents is 129,399. Property crime, 111,720. Violent crime, 17,679. Why does Rush read the numbers? Because numbers is what? It don't lie, right? But then if that's the case, then that would mean that the numbers that NASA put out aren't a lie, right? We all know NASA's bullshit. It's both sides of the coin. It's a dirty game. Always, always keep your eyes open. Well, I want to end the show, but I definitely wanted to do this quick broadcast because I really wanted him to have his first interview experience and on a very nice platform with all of you great people. And please leave your comments and everything else like that. Me, I'm actually, before we leave, leaving out of here, we're going to play one of his songs. But before we leave out of here, of course, just got to get a little something from the VOC. Also from the old school, taking it back. You know, I'm like Method Man. You know, not enough of us honor our women. And it's funny because me and my mans was talking about that on the way home, just ironically. And I haven't even told him. This is news to him right now. But it's funny because me and him seem to bounce off of each other a lot and not even know it. But I made this song, One in a Million, because everybody said, you need a girl song. You need a female song. You know, like, I don't appreciate women. And I love you, ladies. But at the same time, a woman is a woman. An ace is an ace. A spade is a spade. A bitch is a bitch. And a hoe is a hoe. So as long as you act accordingly, that's the way you get treated. Why? Because we are real men. But this is dedicated to all the great women. And that one woman that, even though you can't stand her guts or whatever else, that just happens to be the one, you know, that one in a million. This is your boy Elbow and J.O. from Barstow, California, One in a Million.
Yeah. But you could tell all your friends that what we have together is real, and we gon' keep it till the end. My sunshine, my everything, you're one of a kind. I could have six other girls right now, but you're the one that's on my mind. Right now I've got nothing but time, so I'ma keep it simple and plain. Even if I got married today, you would still be stuck in my brain, cause
you're
All right, y'all, and that is Club Havoc Enterprises, J.O., Barstow, California. What's up, big homie? I'm back in the game again. Bot Boy, Elbow, you already know, Mr. Porter Rock himself, and me, Rush 99, R99, 99, R, Dead Man, Bot Boy General. You are rocking with an episode, a musical episode of Against the Grain. Welcome to the new age, the new wave, right? We are joined by my boy C. Smalls of SAB, taking a breather right now. But I wanted to use this moment to let you guys know about a couple of things that I want to talk about. As always, please go check out our free press. Nothing but the facts, ma'am. Nothing but the facts. The Factual Dragnet at thefactualdragnet.blogspot.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/ the official group of the Real World Order. Great people there to debate. You can also check out our pages, Against the Grain Radio Show. Check that out. All right, Anonymous North Texas 3.0. All right, A&T, shout out to my brothers O, R, G, and my sister A, E, and all the rest of y'all. We love y'all, man, for real. Much love, everybody in the RWO. You can also check out my music page. You can just simply check in and do at 99R or 99VOC, whatever, and pull that up as well. But I want to go through the great playlist that is going to be on this mega volume 2 of the Southside. We got payroll and exclusive. We got Billboard, Blocka, and GPL Magical. We got Goose Gabbana, MMB, Cheese, Prince Gambino. Then we got Southside Pharaoh and Looney Baby. We got Paparazzi Pooji, P-U-D-J, and Rocks. You got Sis right there, Poetic Kali, and T-Swell. We got Young Kane, we got Lil Pope, and Hef of Influence Music. We got another track with Billboard, Burnham, and KCL. We got Random, Payroll, and GPL Magical, YPN Merc, LTG, Tomboy, and NASA. We got Cypher Squad. We got Sean Gala and Nike the Beast. Then we got myself, Rush 99, Elbow, and Super D. Then we got Jose J. .O.S.E. You feel me? And then we got D Rose. Then we got Louis Z. And again, our boy GPL Magico. Then we got Fabian Honcho. We got Bazali McCloud. Wavy DeVay. And that's D A V E Y. Then we got Osama Thrax. T H R A X X. Then we got OJ LeBrand featuring Mexitos. M E X I. Or excuse me. M E X. T-I-Z-O-S. Then we got Grand Guapo. We got Old P Vibe Music. Then we got the Boombox Saints, my brother right there, Cypher Squad, John Doe, Skills, Mike Deasy, Brent Halo, Smokey, Super Ego, J-Tech, Lady X, and Spade One. And then ending the whole shebang is, of course, Southside, where I'm from, with Mr. Premeditate and Little Mex. You feel me? This is going to be hot, so please check it out. It's coming out soon. Tickets are available. Please go talk to Billboard Burnham. Hit up Roxy or hit up me. Either way, I'll put them into the same thing. Shout out to all of our supporters and everything else. We really seriously appreciate it. And don't forget, it's August 10th. All right? Doors open up at 10 p.m. It's in the lower level. And then turn around. The doors close at 1 a.m. Be there or be square. We are turning the fuck up. Milltown, stand up. Build your stamina. Grab your camera. All right, we already signed out real quick. Go ahead, C Smalls. Tell the people where to find you. Tell them what to expect. We got some things going on. And sign out of here, pimp.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, man, y'all be looking for me. Yours truly, Small.
All right, y'all, and that's what it is, man. Thank you, C Smalls, for joining us, man. It's an honor that we were your first interview, man. For real. And again, everybody, y'all always have a good night. Take care of yourselves, love each other, be balanced and content, and don't forget, sky's the limit, and the world is at your fingertips. Build your stamina. Grab your camera. Be out here. Much love to everybody. Good night. Well, actually, you know.